Political Watch with Graham Richardson.
I've got to say, it's been a while since I've spoken to this man. Hello, on the radio. Anyway, hello, Richo.
How you doing?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Just let me sit down. Just give me one sec.
You're right. You take it nice and easy. Richo came down with COVID. I mean, it seems as though everyone I know is coming down with COVID. How are you doing, mate? Are you recovering from this damn thing, COVID-19?
Yeah, I think I've just got a bit of a froggy throat. Otherwise, I'm pretty good now.
That's good. Someone said to me the other day, it's got to the stage of a case of if you haven't had it, it's not you won't get it, it's when will you get it sort of thing.
Yeah, I think it is now. I think all of us will get COVID, and we'll have less and less to worry about, because I think it's one of those bugs that'll just get less harmful over time.
Richo, Scott Morrison, Anthony Albanese, now we've got 39 days to go before we go to the polls. It's been an interesting first couple of days. Last week in Newcastle, I think it was last Wednesday, Scott Morrison was at a local pub here, and he had an elderly gentleman come up and have a crack at him, pointing his finger and swearing at him, using the F-bomb, I thought was inappropriate, and... only last night, again, at what was supposed to be a private press function, we have somehow a Labor supporter's got in, and this was the end result.
I just want to ask one question, ScoMo. Look, across the room, if you don't mind, I'm just
recording. No, why is it recording?
Oh, I just want to ask you a question.
I'm sorry, this is a private event.
Sorry about that.
This is a media. I'm hosting the drinks for the media event.
I just want to ask a question.
Sorry, what's going on?
ScoMo, across the river here, across the Nepean River, People lost their houses, and they were burnt. You're a disgrace. You are a disgrace.
I tell you what, he got angry really quick, Richard, didn't he?
And he certainly did. But you don't win elections by stunt. I think you've got to provide a bit more substance than that. And so I disregard these sorts of things. I mean, I've had them done to me. They're not much fun. They're unpleasant, but mainly they don't really serve the discourse of Australian politics greatly, so I tend to just disregard them.
Anthony Albanese's come out today, and, you know, I'm glad he did. He has condemned that Labor supporter who confronted Scott Morrison. The big question is, how did the bloke get in the first place? I mean, if it was a private media event, now Anthony Albanese had his private media event where he spoke to the media the night before, that went off without a hitch. If it's a private media event, surely there should have been someone on the door checking the credentials.
Yeah, obviously security was lacking, and you always pay a price when you don't pay attention to proper security at these sort of things, because it's very easy to steal the limelight. It's like the good colonel riding the horse to cut the ribbon on the Harbour Bridge. These things happen.
Very true. Do you know, by the by, the bloke that rushed up on the horse and cut the ribbon on the bridge?
Colonel Light.
Yeah. Long distance relation.
Of yours?
That
explains so much.
That's a true story. So my mother used to tell me. They say that you have predicted correctly every election result bar one. What? Is it almost a perfect score? Have you predicted every election result bar one, and that was the 2019 one?
Yeah, I've predicted every federal election, I think. You could say I've got a pretty good record.
You have a very good track record. Okay, crystal ball. What's going to happen this time around?
Albo's going to be the Prime Minister.
Right.
I think he's earned the right. I think Scott Morrison has faded somewhat over the last year especially. And I think Anthony's going to get up. I think he's entitled to be favourite, which he is. And the bookies don't get it wrong very often. That's why they drive bigger cars and live in bigger houses than they do.
Should Albo be, well, a little concerned or not at all? One of the polls that came out this week, I think it was the news poll, all of a sudden, you know, had the Labor Party going down a little bit, his popularity going down a little bit, and of course Scott Morrison's going back up as the preferred Prime Minister. Do you think that should be a concern at all? I suppose it's the first time this has happened. If it becomes a trend as we get closer to the election, that would be a concern, would it not?
Yeah, if it happened week after week, it would be a problem. But it's not happening week after week. And so I think you get the odd rogue poll, as they say, and you just have to disregard them. I think Anthony's still on track, and I don't think there's anything going to push him off track either.
What about the gaffe earlier this week when he didn't know those two figures, the unemployment figure and the Reserve Bank cash rate? That was a bit of a mistake. He should have known those figures.
He should have, but sometimes you just have your mind go blank. It's happened to me a few times, thankfully not very often, and thankfully not for a long time.
Yeah,
a couple of decades, I think. But I remember when it happened, I think, when your mind just goes blank and you freeze. It does happen. I've seen it happen to virtually every politician at some point. So it's not something you panic about. It just because you're human, that's all.
Richard, I'm for one sick and tired of both sides playing the man and not the policies. I mean, we keep having one side play the man, the other side play the man. Is this a typical approach of election campaigns, or is this just basically something that everything old is new again and that's the way they've decided to go, tit for tat?
No, it's just that it's a temptation that's very hard to resist. It appeals to the baser elements in humankind, and away they go. It's really hard to stop. But I don't think it matters very much. You know, our voters are, I think, reasonably well informed by world standards. They know which way's up, they know when they're seeing, reading, hearing something that matters, or when it's something that they can dismiss. They know.
Is Christina Keneally a positive or a negative for the Labor Party?
Yeah, good question. I don't believe she's much of a positive. I'm just hoping she's not much of a negative.
Fair call. Promises from politicians. It seems as though they promise everything, including the kitchen sink this time around.
Yes, that's always been a problem. If you can under promise and over deliver, it's obviously a much more preferable course, but it's one that often they don't take.
Why are politicians from both sides of politics not held accountable after they have won or lost the election, but particularly if they've won the election? I'm thinking of last time round and some of the things that Scott Morrison promised in the 2019 campaign. He still hasn't delivered on them. Why aren't they held more accountable for these promises that they make leading up to the election?
Well, because they'll always say there's been a change in circumstances. That's the line you say. Oh, look, you know, I was going to do that, but I've just discovered a black hole, or words to that effect. That's what they do. They think that enables them to wipe the slate clean and start again. And with many voters, it does, because they don't care. But with a certain number, a hardcore of voters, it does matter, and it can affect results.
You have said in recent times, I believe you've written in recent times, that people should not vote for the minor parties, they should vote for the major parties, because their vote needs to count, and if they lodge a vote for the minor parties, in certain circumstances, it doesn't count. Expand on that for me.
Yeah, in most cases, it doesn't count. Because they're never going to rule, and they're never going to have any break on rulings, or will they have a capacity to actually introduce some of their policies? They'll have none of those things. So it's a wasted vote. And I've always said that. I'd much rather people vote Liberal than vote Independent.
But having said that, there is a growing number of Australians that are fed up with both sides of politics, Coalition and Labor Party, and they believe that by voting for these independents, it's their protest vote.
Yep, I think that's true. I can understand why they'd want to do it. But in the end, you waste your vote. It's a fruitless exercise. And I never believe in fruitless exercises.
Well, let's talk about the Greens, because, you know, he's been at the press club this afternoon, Adam Bandt, this is. Today he's come out and said that, you know, they're going to share basically the leadership of the country with the Labor Party, because it's going to be a minority government, and that, you know, the Labor Party is going to need the Greens. What's your thoughts? I mean, the Greens have got 10% of the share of the voting numbers at the moment. Can the Greens, I suppose, play any role in the leadership of Australia if Anthony Albanese wins?
No. You do need them to pass legislation.
Right.
But they've got nowhere to go. They can't vote against better environment policy. They can't vote against better social welfare. They're stuck. And they always have been. This is the problem with minority groups. In the end, they're only going to be of any validity to their supporters if they are able to get some power. Mm-hmm. If you've got no power, there's not much good to you.
Why does Ben keep banging on about, you know, if it's a minority government, he'll have the power? Is it because he really believes that if it is a minority government, that Anthony Albanese will need to have his support to govern in his own right, and therefore, if Anthony Albanese needs his support, he'll only get his support if he agrees to this, 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 and this?
Yeah, well, that's certainly the way that Ben would want to have it. But the truth is, the Greens have got nowhere to go. They can't sit with the coalition. The coalition share almost none of their views, whereas the Labor Party shares at least some of them.
Mm-hmm.
So when the crunch comes, Labor and the Greens always tie up. They have to. But it's usually going to be on Labor's terms, not on the Greens.
Okay, back to your predictions. Speaking of minority and majority governments, do you think there is a chance it could end up being a minority government?
Well, there's no question there's a chance. I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Right.
But I don't think you can say it's a nil possibility. It might be 100 to 1 or 200 to 1, but there's a chance.
Your thoughts on the announcement this morning that I thought we were going to get rid of this bloke. I reported that earlier this week when they ran a story in the paper that finally Christensen had, you know, gone off, hopefully into the setting sun, and we'd never hear or see of him again. And today I wake up this morning and he's joined Pauline Hanson's party, for God's sake.
Yeah, I think he's always been a somewhat erratic fellow and somewhat hard to follow. The hardest thing to follow is joining Pauline Hanson. I was astounded when Mark Latham did it, because I thought Mark Latham had more intellect than that. Even if he is a bit unstable at times, he's a very bright guy. But you wouldn't make that accusation about this fella.
You wouldn't, would you? The promise by the Prime Minister of creating 1.3 million new jobs. Do you think the average punter believes him?
No. And they expect him to say something like that, and they'll expect Albo to have something similar to say. They know that's what politicians always say. But Australians have a healthy disrespect for some pollies, and having been in these positions, I can understand why.
Is this the closest the Labor Party has got, in your opinion, to winning an election in years and years?
Yes, it is.
At this stage out, I suppose I should have prefaced it by saying, at this stage out, do you think this is the biggest chance the Labor Party has had of winning the election, this close out?
Yes, it is, and I believe Labor will win. I think Labor's going to win with a bit to spare. Albo will provide us with the fairy story of Australian politics. The kid from the council flat and the single mum, making it all the way to the top of the tree. It's a great story.
What do you say? Because I've had people say it on this program, and I try to, stick up for him and say that, no, that is not fair. What do you say to people that say he has no experience in this role?
Well, he's being Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Well, if that was the rule, you could only ever elect the incumbent.
But they say that, you know, he's never owned a business. He's a career politician, blah, 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 blah. I mean, what do you say to, I say, look, he's been around in politics in Canberra for, 26 plus years. So he's certainly got a lot of experience to bring to the table.
Of course he does. And I've had a real job with this. That's the definition of a job. But I think I had a pretty good clue as to what was going on around me.
Yep.
I was certainly never accused of not having that. And it's the same. He's very bright. He's very in touch. And he knows which way's up.
So. Well, he's been a cabinet minister from the 3rd of December 2007 to 18/9/2013. I thank Trevor for this. He's been a minister for infrastructure and transport, minister for regional development and local government, deputy prime minister, minister for broadband communications and the digital economy. So he's had a fair few different portfolios there. That's a lot of experience.
He's got enormous experience. He's been around for a long time. So he's had time to hone his judgment. And experience and judgment you can't beat.
Okay, I've got one last question before I...
won't get beaten either.
Let me ask you this. How much do you think Australians are still thinking, but it's difficult times everywhere, here and around the world, we need someone that's been through these times with us. We need to stick the course. How do you think that's going to... have any effect on the end result?
Well, it will resonate with some, but I don't think too many these days. I think a bit of the shine's gone off, and it goes off every politician. Now, even a star like Hawke, eventually they get sick of you.
Yeah, true.
Whether you are, or Howard,
yeah.
they do get sick of you.
All right, Richo, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for always making yourself available. It's a short week this week. It's a short week next week. But we'll talk to you next Friday afternoon at the usual time, okay?
Whenever you want to talk to me, mate, I'll be available.
Thanks, Richo. Stay well. Look after yourself, okay?
Thanks. See you later.
Have a good Easter weekend, Graham. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. That's Graham Richardson.